Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Poets Who Cry Sometimes. I'm your host, Zach Rios, and my very special guest today is Nye Fraser.
Yeah, hi.
Say everyone hello. Hello. Oh, and wait, are you, you're doing Snapchat Live or Insta Live?
Insta Live.
Insta.
Yeah.
Don't forget to Insta. So, as always, this show is about poets and poems.
Excited.
So, I'm really glad that you're here. So, let's start, as always, like, what got you started in writing?
Oh, well, when I was younger, I used to, like, make my own birthday cards for people. Huh. So, like, I would, like, open it and then, like, have a big poem saying, like, how much I love that person and happy birthday. So, that's kind of how it started. And then, like, ever since, I've just evolved and been writing.
Evolved in writing?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Do you still have any of those poems that your friends, that you gave your friends?
Well, my parents still have them, I think. So, yeah.
That's cool. Sorry, it's been an early morning.
No, it's cool.
That's great. Now, you're from Lancaster, and in Lancaster, I guess it's pretty plain, so there's not really much to do over there, is there?
No, not really. It's like you know everybody, and it's like super dry and lonely. No,
super dry. That's great. So just that being in that atmosphere and in that environment just was like, I need to find something to do with my life, something to do that's creative.
Well, yeah, and I guess it was just like something that just like happened. I just wrote something and was like, oh, okay. And then I just continued to do it ever since, I guess.
Were you a heavy reader at that time?
Oh, yeah. I always liked to read, though. I've always been really, like, into different types of books and stuff. So.
Types of books? Like, who's your poet that's really got you going right now?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with maybe Sylvia Plath. Oh. She's super great. Super amazing. Magical. So, yeah.
Cool. You know, let's start with, do you have a poem prepared for today?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Let's start with that.
Cool.
Once again, this is Nye Fraser.
Okay. I don't usually, like, title my poems, but this one's called In.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. I will shout so you can hear me. I will die so you can feel me. I just wanted your attention. Why does my chest hurt so bad? Why can't I breathe without you? I wanted to give you the world, but your heart belonged to some girl. I knew there was a piece of you missing, a piece that she still has. I wanted something more than physical. I wanted to dig deep in your cerebral and find something peaceful. I just wanted your soul. Why didn't you love me? Now all I have is a memory of your lips and those times that we kissed, something so divine, something that I'll miss. But you don't have to worry about me being around. I'll still be lost, waiting to be found. But I'm glad I listened to your heartbeat, such a profound sound that I'll always keep real close to me. That night that we held each other so passionately, you see, I could hold you for hours. This was the deepest one-sided love I had ever encountered. All of those I love yous, were they even true? Or do you say it so much to people you don't love, it just became something you got used to? Well, I cannot show you love that you are used to, but I can show you love that'll bruise you in the best way. My love will have you looking forward to each and every day. My love is strong, and I wanted you to feel that. You just took too long. So while you're living out your dreams and finding love that is untrue, I'll continue my search for love, hoping that I find you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Who is this guy?
I
gotta ask. That's part of the show.
Well, like,
Lancaster?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not boring in Lancaster now, is it? It's a little boring.
Little.
But he made it not as boring.
Kind of, yeah, I guess, yeah. It was like a situation. I call it a situation because it wasn't like a relationship or like, I wouldn't call it love either, but It was something. It was something.
Very passionate depth to it. Everything you were kind of looking for.
Yeah.
So what exactly, I mean, so there was another girl involved.
Yeah. I just feel like, I feel like I'm never really like the first choice.
Mm.
So like, I guess this poem is kind of like saying like that I wasn't the first choice. He kind of like went back to this other girl, and I'm just kind of like explaining how I felt during that time and moment. And I'm very like prone to unrequited love, and I don't know what it is, but it's always like I always end up in a situation where I'm the only person really like giving effort and showing love and showing care, and so that's kind of basically what the poem is about.
So you're not seducing?
No.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing with guys. It's the thing. We like to be seduced. It's the thing. I know. It's so bad. It's so bad. It sucks. But hey, you know, as always, great art comes from like pain and thing bottling things up. And that's like so crazy.
Very true.
That, I was writing something a while back. It took me 3 years to write it. Because it was just like I had everything I needed,
mm-hmm.
the melody, music, everything, but not the words. And then someone said something about, like, you know, you're just like the worst person. And I'm like, why? And it's like, because you don't share your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I think that's maybe like a thing with males. Sometimes like it's like, no, we try to be all that manly.
I know, that's true.
And we just don't.
But it's okay to share your feelings.
But no, it's not. It never is. Unless you're on this show and then, like, you kind of have to show your feelings. But that was really great. Are you trying to look for a publishing deal? Or what's, career-wise, what are you looking for?
Well, like, I kind of wanted to, my major is in psychology because I wanted to work with children and, mm-hmm. like, kind of like unstable neighborhoods and that stuff, but I still kind of, my passion is always going to be writing, and I still do kind of want to publish a poetry book. I do want to be an author and a writer, because I do like writing short stories and I do like writing poetry, so I do want to like continue that. So as far as writing, I'm not sure yet, but I do want to publish a book. But like career, I'm probably still gonna be like a psychologist.
I like it. Well, don't quit writing.
I won't.
That was like,
yeah,
freaking amazing.
Thank you.
That's so good. Name from the beginning when you started writing, who do you feel is like your main influence? Like that you're like fundamentally, if I could, like desert island.
Like another poet?
Yeah.
Well, again,
same one. Wow.
Probably Sylvia Plath. I mean, obviously, I like Walt Whitman.
Great.
I also like Langston Hughes and Maya Angelou, but Sylvia is like, I feel like I kind of like her poetry is just so deep, and like you kind of really have to like read it like to really understand it. I feel like you can't just skim through it and like turn the page. I feel like you have to really like analyze it, and I think that's like really what's really great about her poetry. I don't know, she's really amazing. So
yeah, well, in her writing, like how do you see the correlation between your writing?
She writes about, you know, real life events, and I feel like that's also like with me. I feel like all my writing is just honest and true, and they come from real life experiences, and that's how like you, I feel like that's how you get the best art, is from like your real life experiences. So,
yeah. Yeah. So you take a lot of like her stylizing is very much in your writing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's great. I really love that stuff. Is there poets that you just don't care for?
I don't think.
No.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. Let's hear another one of your poems.
Okay.
Okay.
standing out like an open wound. I'm sore. Equivocating throughout the day, what can I say? Staunching to my depression like it's my friend, living out of perilous wit and loving on the wintriest nights. I can't fight this pain that I'm feeling. Invisible within a crowd, speaking with no sound, I hope someone will hear me soon. Before it's too late, maybe this fate was long overdue. Maybe I'll never know what is really true. If I fall too far, what will I do? Loving someone is so hard, or maybe it was just hard loving you. My heart aches when I see you with her. My bones break when she makes you smile. I hate you, I think. Or maybe I'm just in denial.
Same guy? Who is this guy that is a figure in your mind? You don't have to name any names, but I gotta know more. Like, how long was this relationship?
That's the thing. It wasn't
this interaction of two human beings.
It wasn't like, okay, I feel like it kind of impacted me, like,
apparently pretty heavily.
Yeah.
This whole thing, is it about him? Hold on, let me like open this up.
No,
I
not,
love you. NF hearts forever.
No. I feel like it's only because I never really had anyone. I guess it's not really me like missing the person. It's just like what he kind of like, how he made me feel and like what he showed me. Like it was new for me, and I think that's why I'm so kind of like, because it was like the first time that I've ever felt like someone like cared about me or someone like loved me. Well, yeah, and it's I don't know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's all about, I guess it's just the feeling that I kind of got with him. It was something that I never had before, so it was like,
was he your first?
No.
Okay, so he was special.
Yeah,
he was just out of the guys. He was like the one. Like, what was so different about him?
Like, I spent time with him. Like, I talked to him. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's why I feel like guys are like shady sometimes, because he like, I feel like he literally like said and did anything like just to like, I don't know,
just to get closer.
Yeah, like. It was just, I guess it was kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of cruel thinking about it, but I mean, whatever. So.
Do you even talk to him at all?
No, not anymore.
How long has this been? Like, what was the whole duration? Because it's not over technically, because there's.
Oh, it's over.
No, because you still think about him. It's like, you got the Facebook block, you got the Insta block yet?
Because
that's when things are like just heating up.
I mean, I blocked his number. I didn't, like, block him on social media, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just...
He's one of those squirrels. That's what I call him. He's one of those squirrels that just come into your life. You have no idea why. And then they leave, and then you're just, like, tears.
Yeah.
Just like I said... earlier, welcome to Poets Who Cry. Sometimes. Mostly because we're deeply affected by our surroundings.
True.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Let's talk about your writing. Like, everything's already golden and really nice. What are things you want to improve about it? Do you feel like you could improve about it?
Well, I feel like I can, like, I really want to expand my vocabulary.
Got
because
it.
I feel like a lot of my poems are kind of not repetitive, but there's like words that I don't want to repeat, and like I want to kind of have like a different like option to like say something that would sound better with like a different word, or like explain it better with a different word. So I don't know, just maybe expand my vocabulary.
That's how it goes. Is that when you first started writing? Like, what were the challenges? Same thing, vocabulary.
I guess like when I was younger, I kind of thought like poems always had to rhyme, so I was like trying to like rhyme like every line.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like my problem. I just wanted to rhyme, but I guess like you don't really need to.
No, you don't need to. I mean, on the on both poems, mm-hmm. there was a lot of solid rhyming going mm-hmm. on. So that was like, oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. There it is. Mm-hmm. So I guess that inner wordplay, like,
yeah,
kind of helped you out a lot. That's like, that's super awesome. So besides writing poems, what else are you doing? So you're a psychology major, mm-hmm. and that's what you really want to focus on.
Yeah, I just want to help the kids. So, yeah. And, I mean, I read. I hike.
No, that's great.
I don't know. I'm kind of boring, so.
You're boring?
Yeah, a little bit.
You can't be this boring. You just can't. But so, is there another, fine, we will go here. Fine. Is there another significant person that you're writing about now? Still stuck in the slang?
Well,
So, I feel like this is going to have to be the show. This guy has come into your life, put you in a whirlwind, and you're just, that's where it is. That's like freaking amazing. Not everyone's that lucky, you know that. Not everyone is so lucky.
I guess.
Okay, how did you meet this guy? Let's start there. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Turn off that Insta.
It actually just went off by itself.
Hold on. Stand by.
So I met him I kind of met him already when I was, like, younger in, like, middle school. And I kind of moved. So, like, it was, like, we kind of, like, distanced ourselves or whatever. And then, like, we kind of, like, reconnected as I was, like, a teenager. So, I already knew him. We just kind of reconnected and, like, made something that was supposed to be something when we were in middle school, but didn't happen because I moved. So It was like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, this might work. But.
So this is during high school?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm only 19.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's awesome. No, wow. So all this happened in between those high school years.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Let's hear another one from this.
Okay.
About this guy. Let's see. Oh. I didn't know you were that young. You look older. More matured, sophisticated.
Thank you.
That goes with Frasier last night.
I don't know which one I should do. I guess I'll do a short one. Yeah. This one's like, I wrote this when I was probably like in 10th grade. Don't look at me. I'm not what you want or need, but I am in love with you. Why must you not feel the same? Do you love her? Are you in love with her? I wish I was her. Touching your face with my fingertips slowly. How did you get so perfect? You are the feeling I get when I see autumn leaves fall for the first time. Since I'm not what you want, I won't be able to show you my love. It was a little short one.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've never told him any of these things or any of these guys. This is locked in your notebook.
Yeah.
You really need to make phone calls. You really need to make, like, I'm telling you, you gotta be way more proactive. You gotta, like, talk to them, explain the things, and then if they're not listening, just, like, sit them down and tell them, like, this is real for me.
I feel like they wouldn't care. So.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, he has no consideration for my feelings, I guess.
No consideration for your feelings?
Yeah.
So he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's one of those squirrels.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club. I know very well about those squirrels. Yeah. As being a squirrel myself, I know very well. I know one artist. There's a song that we're working in the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm like going down the list, right? I'm going down the list. Like, okay, so I wrote that song. Okay, this one's kind of getting done. Okay. And then wait. Where are you? Who is that? Like, what's that song about? And then I have the artist behind me, like, going, don't worry about that song. And then I have the producer over here, just with this, like, face. I'm just like, going on. And I'm like, it took me a second to figure out, like, okay, this song's about me. Stop writing songs about me. But I think that's what happens. I think in any social situation, whether it's, you know, it's such a social situation where you're working intensely with someone or you're very, like, into the other person, mm-hmm. you can't really escape that, can you? Not really.
Yeah, not really.
You just have to keep that stuff locked down in your little poetry book.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
I feel like, do you suffer so much from, like, just not being able to tell these people, just, like, I freaking love you. Stop being dumb before I throw this water bottle at you.
I mean, I handle it by writing to, like, get it, like, off my chest or whatever, but it's still, you know, subconsciously there. So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I try not to think about it as much.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
Now, are you more, like, stream of consciousness writing, or are you actually, like, little by little editing every single thing you do?
Well, I'm kind of like a perfectionist when it comes to my writing, and I'm like my biggest critic, and like when I write, I kind of try to write like at least 2 to 3 times a day, but sometimes like I'll write and I'll stop it because like I don't know, I'm kind of hard on myself, so it's like I try to make everything perfect. So yeah, kind of like reviewing what I'm gonna go over, trying to see if I can change this, scribble this. So it's like, I don't know. I always try to make it perfect.
I think that's great advice for anybody.
Yeah.
Is there any more advice you would give younger writers?
Just keep writing. Never stop. You always have time to improve, I feel like. So
I think that's fantastic. All right. We're running out of time here, so it's time for me to wrap up. I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nye Frazier.
Thank
for
you.
Expressing and being a wonderful poet. It's like a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Very great stuff. Just a quick recap. This is Poets. We got a phone going on. Insta. This is Poets Who Cry Sometimes. By your host, Zach Rios, and this is KBC Radio. com